Well, Paul, looking forward to tomorrow's replay. One normally thinks in terms of a replay the team that maybe scores the last score to come from behind. Certainly, the momentum is with them going into the final. But I suppose, given all that happened in last Sunday's game, that mightn't just be the case.
No, Tom. I think we were very strong in the second half. We were 2 points down at half time, and they got another two straight after halftime, which made it four again after coming back from seven down. So I think twice we had to come back into the game, and obviously drove on really well in that second half to get a three-point lead. So I think we had huge momentum in that second half, and that's what I'm talking about. Obviously the last few minutes, Fulham again, never give up, and good credit to them. They put pressure on our goalie kickouts and our defence, and they won the balls. Perhaps we should have gone longer a couple of times, but look at it, it's easy said now. And I think if you're talking momentum, I certainly feel we had the momentum, and even in that last few minutes we had another couple of chances really, and just a little bit more better decision making would have clinched the score for us. We needed one more score, but look, we're going in with confidence that we played well in the second half and the majority of the first half, the first 10 minutes. So I'm happy with the momentum side of it.
And tell me, got off to a terrible start.
Oh, we did indeed, Tom. Look at it, we did. I mean, there's no two ways about it. We were not, we were ready. We thought we were ready, but in fairness, look at Fulham came out of the blocks, and we had an early chance. Probably if we had taken that first chance, that would have settled it down a little bit. Dropped short. They put on a really quick attack, got into the full forward quickly, and moved the ball at pace and took a great goal, and then won a few frees straight after that. We found ourselves 1-5 to a point down after less than 10 minutes. Following that, there was another couple of scares. But, this boy showed great heart after that to fight their way back into it. A lot of teams would say, geez, maybe this isn't our day, but that wasn't the case with our boys, and now we'd be looking for an awful lot better start than that, because with a team like Fulham, I don't think you'd be taking a chance to hoping to be in that position again.
Maybe leaving a little earlier this Sunday.
Aye, maybe get on that pitch a bit earlier and just try and
Did arrive late at the ground, didn't you?
No, we were all together. We were on the button. We were there together and having a cup of tea, and everything seemed to be going right. But look at you never know. That's what sport's about. It's just we've got to learn from it, and that's the key for the replay. As I said to the boys, it's now half time. That's it. And but we have to learn. And I think it's often said the team that learns the most from the previous game will come out on top. So I'm sure they've taken lessons too, but we certainly have to learn that we can't afford to be not coming out of the blocks. And once the green light goes on, as I just say, once the ball is thrown in the green.
Now, one of your goals, a couple of points as well. One of your key forwards.
Oh, absolutely, Adrian. He had created many chances for the other forwards, as well as having some other shots that, look at on another day, he probably would have finished, but you're not going to be 100% out of 100%, especially from play. But Adrian is a really experienced player, and he caused a lot of problems, as well as the other forwards we have. We have a good set of forwards. We have two or three other, probably five of the forwards would be London County players on the London team this year. And out of that, four of them will be young London-born players, including the London captain, Liam Gavigan. So, look, mixed up with that, you have someone of the experience of Adrian O'Hanlon. We do have strength in that area, so we've got to use it and get ball into them type of guys as quickly as possible.
And Adrian, not the only Donegal man on a Tyrconnell Gaels team, naturally enough.
No, he's not. No, we have a very big sprinkling of Donegal men. This year, we have Brendan McGarvey there from around the Dunlow. Brendan is last week he was the sub-goalie. We haven't made a decision on that yet. But he's a big part of the panel, Brendan. We have Dave O'Donnell there from Burt. And we have...
Big Brendan Freel as well.
Brendan Freel, I don't know how I forgot him. Yeah, big Brendan from Termon. Superb fielder of the ball and playing very well, a good leader of the team. And we've also got them couple of lads, Aidan McGarvey, whose father Cormac is from Tulcara, and Liam Gallagher, whose father Ted is from Dunfanaghy. And so we've got a very big strengthening of Donegal, and obviously the club itself is obviously hugely Donegal based. People like Brendan Tiny, probably know him, Tiny the one, and Tom Mohan there from Frost is the chairman, Morris Carr from Kilcare. You know, Sean Burke's another guy, Paddy, his uncle Paddy Burke, Donegal Man of the Year a few years ago. So young Sean Burke is they just had a child there in the last few weeks. So look at we've this year probably more than most, we have a huge sprinkling of Donegal lads. And we have them from all over Ireland then after that. And the biggest thing is we have so many young London-born players. I mean, that is the biggest thing. We won the junior championship this year. There's a fair sprinkling of those guys in the squad. And like I said, I think that's the biggest positive for our club, that we are doing some great work there and building for the future.
And talk to me about Fulham Irish. They're the defending champions.
Here, they've beaten us in the league, and they beat us in a group game in the championship. They beat us by a point in the league, 2 points in the group game. So we're getting closer. So they didn't beat us last week. They were 7 points up and they were 4 points up. And I take great, happiness from seeing that. But as a team, they're a fantastic outfit. Lorcan Mulvey, who was in the London squad when I was manager and London player, is there from Cavan. He was a handful, especially in the first 15 minutes of the game. Paul Gibney, a full forward. Real handful, real top-class experienced player. And they have Nugent from Waterford. So that's a fairly potent full forward line. Added to that, you have Owen Mulligan, who didn't start last week, but came on. And look at, he made a difference in the last few minutes and ended up getting the score. So all round, they have a very good forward line too. And they have a very good midfield. Michael Murphy, who played with Tyrone. You know, and they're a very good outfit. So, you know, not just saying that, great respect for them. But look, we got to take it to them. We've got ours, and we're focusing on our lads.
Pick up any knocks last week?
A couple of knocks there, but we're hopeful that everyone will be all right. Big Anthony McDermott, with common man, he took a bit of a knock there to the shoulder, but hopefully he should be all right. Precaution, no, he didn't train. During the week, but we feel he'd be okay. You'd always have knocks and bruises after an encounter like that, but I can't say we have anything too serious. Brian Mullen was a bit sore, the Fermanagh man, midfielder for us, but I think I'm going to be picking from a full squad. And